Brother Dana, brother mine, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
Now I'm speaking of vibrato.
Vibrato.
I think that's an Italian word, along with fettuccine, some pasta.
That was a baba de boopity. Wait. Italian? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And that's very fitting because today we're talking about Leonardo da Vinci.
I thought it was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Nope. That's wrong century by a couple.
But they're pretty much like comparable in their achievements.
He probably went by Leo as well. He's probably known as Leo.
Yeah, probably. He was ahead of his time. Nobody else in his time went by just their, like a short abbreviation of their name.
Yeah. Da Vinci, the man, the myth, the legend.
Well, if I had to change my name, my last name to one thing, I think it would be Da Vinci. Or, yeah, Da Vinci.
Da Vinci.
It's so fucking cool sounding. Dana Da Vinci.
It is cool. Oh my God. And you know what's so funny?
Suddenly I'm a genius.
It's so ironic because for you to change your last name to that would be the funniest thing to Da Vinci because he actually was a bastard kid. So
really?
His dad was this notary guy who was like a big deal.
Does that mean he didn't know his father?
No. It means that the marriage, or that there wasn't a marriage when he was conceived.
Because
he was an illegitimate child. Because
you mean
back,
like his mom was a hooker?
No. Back in 1450 around when he was born, it was like the law that if you were married, or if you weren't married and you had a kid, then that kid was illegitimate, meaning that kid like they looked at them as like a second class citizen.
If you weren't married and you had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember some of that in history. God, this is a dark days.
Yeah. So for you to change your name to Da Vinci is funny because
some Bible thumpers back then.
He made his name Da Vinci, which is from Vinci.
Wait.
It might be Vici. I think it's Vinci.
Avicii?
Not the fish, but
I was thinking of the rapper.
Vinci was the town that he was from, so his last name was literally just from this town because he couldn't take his dad's last name.
So I would be like Dana the Seattle or something?
Yeah. Dana de Seattle.
So Da Vinci gave himself his own last name?
Well, it was just he had to use something and he couldn't use his dad's surname. So from the get-go, man, he had a rough time.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Jesus Christ. Da Vinci.
Yeah.
What's the code in there? Tell me.
So he, from an early age, he was like fascinated with bugs and wildlife and everything that he could learn. He didn't have a traditional schooling.
He was an orphan at some point?
No.
No.
So this is the interesting thing. Even though he was an illegitimate kid, he got to live with his dad and grow up with his dad's rich family, who were the wealthy ones.
Oh.
His mom remarried, and I don't think he really like had too much contact with her, but his dad raised him as this like this like son that he had to like, I don't know about being embarrassed by.
Was it like stepbrothers?
Kind of. That's what I'm getting at.
With John C. Reilly and
Will
Ferrell.
He's the son that he's kind of ashamed of.
Jeez.
And pretty much from there, Leonardo, he began to become more artistic and his dad noticed that.
Yeah. So his dad was like, he didn't know his dad at all, but he knew his mom, right? He knew his mom?
No, you got that completely wrong. He was raised with his dad.
I'm not listening. You're not. I have selective hearing. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm trying to paint like this really cool picture of Da Vinci like he's Batman or something.
Listen to these words.
God damn it.
Listen
to
my words.
I'm listening. I won't say anything.
Just listen. So he was raised by his dad. His mom was out of the picture.
Huh. Interesting. So what happens then?
Then
he's got mommy troubles.
Yeah, he doesn't have a mama. So
his dada was the only father, the only parent. Ferret. The only ferret. He was raised by a ferret.
Yeah. His dad raised him, and he noticed from an early age that Leonardo had a lot of talent when it came to arts. Like, he was really good at drawing and doing other artful things. So back in those days, everything you did and got was pretty much through word of mouth. So his dad talked to someone he knew, which was this guy, I want to say Verrocchio. Probably butchering that.
Yeah, I hope you butcher it. Like, butcher it as much as you can. I want to get some emails.
It has two C's.
I want to get some emails.
It has two C's, so I think it's like cappuccino. But
Verrocchio,
he was he ran like the most famous art studio in Florence, Italy.
Italy.
So he saw Da Vinci's work because his dad brought him a portfolio, and he's like, "Holy crap, this kid's really good. You should get him in here, and yeah, I will train him."
Yeah, you should stop flipping pizzas at the local pizzeria.
No more pizza.
They are good at just flipping the pizza right now. And but he could have artist.
And they didn't make pizza. But
no, they didn't.
We'd like to think so.
They didn't make pizza?
Not for a living, man.
But do you think pizza was around when Leo was around?
Probably.
It was just like
bread.
They didn't even know it was pizza back then. It was just like a slice of cold tomato on top of a piece of bread with a slice of cheese. That
probably
wasn't even heated up. That's
probably
all they had.
Honestly.
That was the beginning of pizza. God.
Yeah, so his dad brought his art to that guy. That guy's like, he should be trained. And then he became an apprentice for Andrea del Verrocchio.
Del Verrocchio?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he pretty much became the apprentice of that guy and got to be around the best artists in Italy.
All because of his dad?
Yeah.
Wow. So he had a good dad. Kinda,
well, also because of his talent. Like, the guy saw his art and was like,
So Leonardo da Vinci did have a natural talent at a young age. He didn't like,
I would say so, but I think as we'll get to later on, this guy, you can't chalk up what this guy did to talent, because his dedication to his inventions, science, and just for people, I'm going to list everything that he did. All of the jobs that he did, I'm going to put them in order right now, just so you guys get like the breadth.
You please say them with like an Italian accent?
He was an artist.
An artist.
And also, I can't.
Okay, I'll say it after you say it.
And wait, I can't even read my writing.
Jesus Christ. I knew this would happen.
I think I wrote it in Italian,
God damn
man.
You need a monocle.
He was also an anatomist. Anatomist.
Anatomist.
An anatomist.
An anatomist.
An architect.
An architect.
Astronomer.
Astronomy.
Botanist.
Botanist.
Cartographer. Oh.
And I'm not gonna say that.
An engineer, he was a geologist, a hydrodynamicist. I don't even know what the fuck that is, but
it
I think
has
it's
to do with water, right?
It does. They study like fluids, I think.
God damn.
Basically, I'm not done. He was a mathematician, a musician, a theater producer, and an inventor to top it off.
I feel like a lot of those titles could have just been bullshit. You know, I'm a hydrodynamicist every time I drink water. I'm a mathematician every time I look at my bank account. I'm a musician. I'm all of those things too.
Yeah, but the thing is these weren't just titles that he gave himself. These were things that he actually contributed to the community.
Okay, never mind. He's better than me.
he was better than a lot of people.
Yeah. So maybe he was an alien. Jesus.
Maybe, man. He was definitely different.
Too goddamn smart to be a human. Yeah. Almost like Elon Musk.
Yeah. So he started to become an apprentice for this guy.
He become another person.
For Verrocchio, right? But what's interesting is he also modeled for statues created by Verrocchio. So it makes you wonder what sort of relationship.
Da Vinci must have been rolling in the dough back in the day. He created like fucking 20 streams of income. He's like, I'm going to be an engineer, an artist, a fucking model. Just nothing was off limits.
But that's the thing is he didn't care about the money. He was like, you know, money's cool, but my scientific ideas and my geniusness are way more important than any money you could give me. Like,
see, and that's why he's in history. That's why we know about him, because he was more interested in these concepts and research than he was in money or fame. He was more interested in making progress for like the human race. That's why we know about him. Same with like Nikola Tesla. Like these people contribute their whole lives to research and mundane shit just so they can get one little answer to a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Right. And like he never married. A lot of historians think he might have been gay because not only did he not have any relationships with a woman, but he also was charged in Italy when he was younger for being with a male prostitute, but the charge was cleared. So people don't really know for sure.
Was that charge a rumor or was that a real charge?
Well, it was like a charge and then it was removed. I think because he knew some wealthy, like highly connected people who were like, we'll make it go away. But
Yeah, you can keep going to the lemon parties.
Yeah, so that might be why he didn't have any like kids or family. But he was obsessed with furthering like human
you know that's
accomplishments.
That's actually I can't talk. that's an interesting correlation to Nikola Tesla, because that guy was not good with the ladies at all, and he actually despised women.
Probably because
he tried picking up on a few women.
He
probably tried to use some crazy electrical terminology to pick him up, like he's a proton and they're electron.
Let's just come back to
that was a nice derail, wasn't
his
it?
Furthering human accomplishments, because he did have this very humanitarian aspect. He actually was even a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Because he felt like animals could feel pain too.
Wow, he's pretty progressive for the time.
He was. He was way ahead of his time.
Was he tying himself to trees too?
No, but he would go to the marketplace and he would buy those caged birds and he would buy them and then set them free.
Wow.
He'd probably do like the Napoleon Dynamite, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So
so he was a fucking genius.
But he was a vegetarian. But what's interesting is even though he was a vegetarian and he was like, you know, animals are our friends, we shouldn't cause pain, he had this obsession with military inventions.
What do you mean? Like technology? Like what armies were using back in the day for tech?
Yeah, and let me just give you a few. So he wrote a letter to this guy.
He wrote a letter to
this guy.
To Abraham Lincoln.
Not Abraham Lincoln. This French guy who was like a sergeant, I think. He wrote a letter to him telling him like, hey, listen, like I have all of these ideas that I can give you for your armor.
And dildos.
They're going to love them. But some of his ideas were like he could produce light, he said. He could he had a portable bridge where you could like what's so funny?
I was just thinking about sex toys that you can't send the sergeant. He's got a portable dildo.
This one you'll quite love.
Kind of vibrators. I think you'll really like this.
He has like a leather German roll now that he just throws in front of him.
Yeah.
Check these out.
Yeah, he puts this ball in your mouth. I don't know why he's German now, but...
Just sorry. Because...
So these inventions, yeah. What are some of them?
So some more are, he could remove water from moats. So like armies could siege castles. He said he could create a cannon that fires a hailstorm of stones.
What?
He also said that he could construct secret passageways that could even go underneath water and that you could move silently.
Wait, Da Vinci said that?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He sounds like a wizard, huh?
What? He said he could go underneath the ocean?
Well, he said that he could build tunnels underneath water.
Like in, not underneath the floorbed, but underwater tunnels.
No, like underneath the floor.
Oh, really?
The seafloor.
God damn. I wonder if Elon Musk is Da Vinci reincarnated, because he claims he can build freeways under the ground.
They just love getting under the ground, man. And speaking of getting under the ground, Da Vinci also had quite an obsession with the human body, which led him to do some digging up, I think.
Digging up? Oh, he dug up corpses?
I think so. And
he's a grave digger?
And he would like do anatomical experiments and categorize everything and just try to understand the human body.
Wow. He sounds like like everything he encountered in life turned into a science experiment.
Yeah. And what's interesting is his notes that he took, because he wrote a prolific amount of notes about all of his ideas, inventions, but he would write them from right to left and in mirror script. So if you looked at it, would look like gibberish.
Wait a second. He wrote his notes right to left?
Yeah.
Of in Italian? Or was it some kind of symbology?
Probably it was Italian. And people, at first people, God. So you'd have to look through it in a mirror to make sense of it. But the thing that people were saying is that doesn't make sense for a code, because once you figure it out, that it was, you know, reversed.
All you had to do was point it at like a window.
Right. It's really easy to decode. But they realized that he actually probably did it because he was left-handed and the ink would smudge if you were to write left to right. So they think just so that the ink wouldn't smudge. And when he wrote regular like letters to people and writings, he would write it regular and it looked fine.
What do you mean, like left to right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, but then wouldn't it be all smudged if he wrote with his left hand?
Well, I think he could like...
was he ambidextrous?
There's lots of left-handed people.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was ambidextrous because he's so fucking smart. I bet he fucking learned how to write with his right hand too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this guy is so cool.
He is.
God, I wish I could meet him.
Da Vinci.
I wish I could, like, he'd be like on my top 3 or 5 of people to like go back and visit.
Yeah.
And have a conversation with. Like, how are you so smart?
Some of his other adventures.
Can you give me some of that wisdom?
Share some of that IQ, man.
Please.
Some of his other inventions were also pretty cool. Like, he had a human flying machine. I don't think it worked.
A flying machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it didn't work. I bet he, like, made some servant slave guy, like, test out the first contraption and it went down. He's like, nope, that's not working.
Yeah. Back to the drawing board.
Yeah. Back to the butt plugs.
He also made a parachute that did work. Someone tried that and the dude said that it worked way better than the other parachutes he tried. So,
oh my God.
Like, I must have been messed up.
But I wonder how many people Da Vinci killed. Jesus Christ.
Probably a lot, because he also made a giant crossbow that was way more accurate and could shoot way like more force than any of the crossbows at the time.
Jesus.
And to top it off, he made a prototype of a tank.
Right. This is the one prototype I'm aware of. Everything else you said, I don't know. But the tank thing? Yeah.
Right.
What is the tank?
So it was this armored vehicle that some guys inside of it would would like crank it. And there was cannons around the outside that would shoot out at people.
They would just have a party inside of it.
Yeah.
They would crank it in the tank. So
and that's German again.
Sorry. The tank. It goes well with the tank. Sorry.
It does.
That's weird that he designed a tank back in How long ago did this guy live?
So he was born, I think, in 1452 or 3.
Oh my God. That's like Assassin's Creed time.
It was. That was like right after the fall of the Byzantine Empire.
Byzantine?
I don't know. Constantinople was like the big city for them.
A bunch of weird fucking words.
I know. But yeah, and I feel like we can't talk about Da Vinci without at least mentioning the Mona Lisa, because
what?
It's one of the most famous.
Keep her up.
It's one of the most famous paintings in history. Probably the most famous.
Yeah, because she watches you everywhere.
Right.
She'll watch you.
It does look like she's watching you no matter
everywhere
where
you go. And how does that... Wait, he made that, right?
He made that.
Okay.
But you want to know...
I was like, wait, what's the connection with Mona Lisa? He painted that.
He painted it.
And he used like sacred fucking geometry. So that way he knew like wherever you're viewing her, her eyes are looking at you.
Wow. I didn't know that.
No, I'm assuming that.
Oh. You're making it up.
Yeah. Tell me more about Mona Lisa.
But geez. You know what's funny? Mona Lisa wasn't famous until 1911. So
yeah,
that painting, the Mona Lisa, was in the Louvre, I think. Is that what it's called? In Paris.
Till 1911?
There's this art museum that's so famous in Paris. I think it's called the Louvre. I don't know. Oh but God. It was there along with other paintings, and it wasn't special. Like, people didn't really care about it that much. Like, yeah, it was on display, but so were so many other paintings.
Huh.
But what happened is in 1911, someone just walked into that place and they stole it.
Wait, they stole Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
Which immediately raises the value.
Well, what happened is these newspapers sent out papers all over saying, oh my gosh, this painting's been stolen and it's one of the best paintings and it's so amazing. And what? So everyone was like, oh my gosh, the Mona Lisa, where is it? Who took it?
Yeah.
And there was all these theories about who like had stolen it. And for 2 years, they couldn't find anything.
I wish someone would steal my art.
I can steal it.
Then it'd be valuable, and you could like mock steal it, and then I'll put like a blurb about it. Someone stole my art.
It was so good,
so amazing. It looks like the coolest thing you've ever seen.
Now it's gone.
Now it's gone. If anyone sees it, oh, it just showed up. Oh, so it was gone. It was missing for 2 years.
Yeah.
It was really just Da Vinci. He just stole it from his own art
exhibition. This was 1911. So, Da Vinci.
That's right. That's
like
okay.
500 okay, years old.
Sorry. Well, I wouldn't doubt it if Da Vinci is still alive, because he was so fucking smart. I bet he figured out how to like fucking maintain his age, because he researched everything. He's like, how do people age? And he like fucking studied himself, and he's like, oh, so I just need to like drink water only and not eat food, and then I'll live forever.
Doesn't work. But yeah, maybe. I don't know. But
he's Da Vinci.
He is Da Vinci. And everyone loved him, man. Everyone loved him. And he's inspired so many, like, so many movies.
He's inspired Tom Hanks. He's inspired.
Tom Hanks.
Is that all? He's only inspired Tom Hanks.
You're talking about the Da Vinci Code.
The Da Vinci Code with Tom Hanks.
Yeah. So lame, the hair of Tom.
Yeah. It's the only quote. It's the only thing I remember from the whole movie.
But it's not from that movie.
Oh, it's not.
They wouldn't call his hair lame in it, but
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he's like like a philosopher, professor. Like,
all aboard!
He's a professor, not a conductor.
Da Vinci Express.
And he follows Da Vinci's codes in like the Mona Lisa. And
yeah.
Da Vinci was part of a secret society, hiding the Holy Grail, or the Ark of the Covenant, whatever it is.
He follows Da Vinci's codes and it just leads to an outhouse in the middle of nowhere. That's where Da Vinci was conceived.
That's the bowl, is the toilet bowl. but what is the Ark and the Grail? Cause I always get them confused.
It's Ark of the Covenant and the Holy Grail.
And are they, they're not the same thing?
I think they can be. I think it's synonymous, but technically not the same, visually not the same.
Well, what is the Ark of the Covenant?
It's like a thing that Moses was supposedly stashing away from the rest of society and humankind. Was something that was kind of bestowed upon him by God. He went up to the
Mount Sinai,
top of Mount Sinai, and that's where God sort of gave him the tablets to these laws for life or whatever. Laws for
life. You mean the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
These laws of life, I don't know.
Laws for life.
Just some little laws. You
know, 10 rules for life.
They're not like the big Ten Commandments.
It's 10 Laws for Life by Jordan Peterson. No, the Ark of the Covenant. No. Yeah, he got these commandments from the top of the mountain. And
not from Jordan Peterson.
No.
He wasn't like, you gotta make your bed. That actually didn't sound like him at all.
No, you just sound like a Muppet.
I do.
Let me keep talking. So he got the commandments from the top of a mountain, brought them back down, and they were like sort of guarded by this, I don't know how to, oh, God told him how to construct this, the thing that's going to hold these commandments. And it was like made out of wood, like a special kind of wood, and inlaid with gold. And then you had to cover it with a special type of leather, because if anybody looked at it or touched part of it, they would get burned. So it was
burned alive.
It was so powerful, they had to cover it with fucking leather.
Wow, all the time. That's powerful, man.
And Moses,
that's why you wear leather jackets if you're powerful.
And Moses made like,
you'll burn people alive if they look at you.
Yeah, Moses,
balls of lightning.
God damn,
balls of
God
fire.
God damn it, love it. Fuck no. Moses made four dudes carry this Ark of the Covenant.
Four dudes?
He made four people. Well, four people had to carry it at one time.
But not him.
No. Or, you know, maybe it was two people, but he probably made him do it for 40 years.
Wow. Why didn't he, like, put it on, like, a horse or a camel or whatever they had?
They probably ate the camels, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got to Ark of the Covenant because you asked what was the difference, and the Holy Grail.
That's literally just a bowl.
What?
The Holy Grail. That one I know.
It's a bowl?
It's just a bowl.
Isn't it the thing that the Ghost of Christmas Present drinks out of?
No. No. I'm fairly certain that is not the same thing.
Okay.
But yeah, the grail is just that chalice, that bowl that in the Arthurian legend, like, he sends people to go find, and it's supposed to be
You're supposed to get, like, a crazy high out of that bowl. Like, you can just hit that bowl so hard. It's got the best cushion there. Once you find it, you'll get high.
Dude, if
once
I
you,
had
once
a
you hit
straight,
that bowl,
I would the holy grail.
The holy bowl, you're high for life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
Yeah. But it's cool, and it makes me want to, like... It makes me want to...
Boppity boopity.
No, not speak Italian. It makes me want to fly to some place and find treasures. Yeah. Like,
maybe you could fly in one of Da Vinci's contraptions and never make it.
Yeah, I'd just be flapping there with, like, cardboard wings or something.
Yeah, you'd end up like Amelia Earhart and no one would ever see you again.
That's tragic, man. Yeah, but yeah, it makes me want to, like, find... artifacts, because they're out there, and
and I feel like there's thousands, if not millions, of artifacts we still haven't found,
right? Because the earth is so big, and like, things shift all the time, so you never know what could, like, come to the surface,
right? And over time, like, if a building is just sitting on the ground,
most buildings do.
you watch your mouth. You watch your mouth. If something's on the ground, over time, I forget what the period is, if it's thousands or millions of years, but over time, the earth consumes it, and it goes under.
It eats it up.
It eats it up. So
that was a good building.
So you got to think, like, how much shit does the earth have inside of it?
so much. It's full of shit. Fucking full of shit.
It needs like a...
But like then some... it spits it back out. It's like, here, take your shit back.
Yeah, and it spits it out sometimes through the ocean. Or volcanoes. Or hurricanes.
It spits it out through hurricanes.
Natural disasters sometimes turn up stuff. Like Pompeii. Like all those people got fucking killed in a flash volcano.
Yeah. It's the gods.
Yeah.
But yeah. Da Vinci was a cool dude.
He was like the smartest. Can you think of a smarter person in history? With achievements? That many achievements? Like Einstein is way.
I don't know where he got the energy, man.
Einstein is way up there for like what math? Math and like quantum physics and science. But that's like one category of study. Da Vinci was like all over the place.
He was. I don't know where he got the energy. Maybe he just did cocaine.
Maybe
all
he
the
invented
time.
Like Red Bull back in the day.
It gives you wings.
He just drank.
Gives Bull. You these wooden wings.
These wooden wings
that you flap. And yeah. You can fly too.
But yeah, the only drawback is you crashed. You crashed right after.
Yeah. Like crashed. Oh, I see what you did there.
You see what I did? It's a hard crash right after.
Yeah.
You up in the air for about 10 seconds and then you crash. Yeah. But it's worth the high.
Yeah.
But yeah. Da Vinci Code, Tom Hanks, it's all connected. I'm slurring.
Yeah. And honestly, I think that's, we gave you a brief glimpse into Da Vinci's life.
Yeah, we'll take a closer look at Da Vinci and maybe in an upcoming episode.
I don't know if I want to take a closer look, man.
Where we put the gloves on. We take a real Snap. Close look.
No, no gloves. No. But
we go TSA style. And just comb through his shit.
Yeah. And you know Da Vinci would have liked that. So thank you guys for listening to this episode of Best Worst Case Scenario Podcast. Yeah.
Thanks for putting up with us.
Yeah, this was Mayan over here.
Yeah, this is Dana.
It's was, man. They're going to listen to it in the future.
This is Dana right here. No, was. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for listening. And make sure to check back sometime soon.
Yeah, we'll have other shenanigans brewing.
Yeah, we gotta cover Tom Hanks.
Who's British now, yeah. So
I'm British. Fuck you. Thank you.
Yep. Ciao.
Good day.